Candiotti Palace, Museum of the Quintana. This palace was built by the Brunettis between 1780 and 1797. Then it became the property of the Candiotti family in 1819, and today it belongs to the municipality. The only remnants of the original building are some rooms on the ground floor and the inscriptions on two architraves of two doors along the current entrance. The building has three floors and an attic. The main floor is the one with the most complex decorative system. It has three rooms dedicated to the story of Abraham and Hagar. A room dedicated to the dawn that scares away the night, the owl, and scatters flowers, the various colours of the day. The Hall of Erminia, which has scenes inspired by the poem Jerusalem Delivered. A room dedicated to the triumph of love. The Hall of Orpheus, and two rooms with frescoes inspired by the New and Old Testament. The major decorative development is to be found in the central hall, which has mosaics with a golden background, vertical bands, squares, trophies of arms, musical instruments and canvases with fantastic views of a picturesque taste. In the portico, an inscription recalls the stay in the palace of King Umberto I and other Savoy princes. The palace is also the seat of the Ente Giostra della Quintana, and it houses the 4D Museum of the Quintana, a unique interactive space in which the fascinating 17th century atmospheres that liven up the event in June and September have been recreated.